Bertemu kembali di Niaga Awani bersama saya Nara Uzman dan Haris Ashraf. Kami masih bersiara di Pusat Convention Kuala Lumpur sempena sidang kemuncak perniagaan antarabangsa Selangor SIBS 2023. Sebab itu banyak perkongsian dan juga intipati yang akan kami bawakan sepanjang acara ini di sini. Dan tadi kami bersama tetamu kami yang bawakan tentang iaitu perbincangan perkongsian mengenai pembangunan yang mampat. Tetapi kami akan beralih pula kepada iaitu topik ASEAN, di mana ASEAN menjadi blok ekonomi yang terpenting dengan jumlah penduduk lebih daripada 600 juta orang. Dan sekaligus ia menjadikan jadi tempat pertubuhan dunia.
Betul.
Namun ia tidak lari daripada cabaran segenap aspek di mana ia memerlukan peranan banyak negara anggota di negara ASEAN untuk memenuhi setiap keperluan negara masing-masing dan di ASEAN. So tentu kita nak lihat topik kali ini, apakah boleh cakap yang cabaran
dan juga sebalik, bagaimana pembangunan di ASEAN ini.
Betul.
Dan sudah tentu Nina, I would like to welcome Mr. Ravindra Ngo, the founder and CEO of the ASEAN Network. Mr. Ravindra, thank you so much for being with us today. Maybe you would like to share in terms of as you the speaker of this event,
advisor maybe, and international speaker. Maybe Mr. Ravindra, you can share what are the challenges and opportunities have you observed for the ASEAN businesses in general.
Thank you. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. So in kind of challenges in the ASEAN region, I found there is cultural aspect. So we need to understand the diversity of the ASEAN region. That's very diverse. So cultural aspect, also government policies and implementations to really understand the rules for each countries if you want to invest and do some business in ASEAN. But you have also the economic dimension. ASEAN also has been very impacted by the China-US relationship, but also geopolitical rivalries. In ASEAN, need to understand also the China-South China Sea, exactly in the region. But a part of that, we have strong opportunities. ASEAN is the fifth largest economy in the world. I think around 660 million consumers. Expectation forecast 2030 will become the fourth largest economy, and also very young population. So all that key metrics will make ASEAN a strong and robust economy despite of the global situations and the slowdowns of the China economy. I'm quite optimistic.
As you mentioned, we are the ASEAN is one of the fifth largest economy, and we are proud to be a part of it, and we hope to stay for the long term. Maybe you can share with us what are you considering the top priorities of for ASEAN countries in the path of that, and how can they collectively work together a more prosperous to a Southeast Asia?
Well, that's a great question, and also it's in line with the topic and the theme of the panel I will moderate just after. So, key priorities. I can perhaps say that it's not that priority is not only regional in ASEAN. I think it concerns all people globally. It's environmental priorities. We need really to face in the next 10 years, I think, environmental crisis. So we need to mitigate those risks, anticipate and take action for minorities, especially in Asia, ASEAN. That's a very sensitive region, especially with floods, extreme weather. And for example, in Philippines, 24 typhoon per year. So it's something government should take actions, especially also for all in Cambodia. We have Mekong region, right? So a lot of minorities living there. So we really need to take action. First, environmental concerns. Second, I will say geopolitical, but also security solutions for geopolitical to really diminish geopolitical tensions in the regions. We might give an example with the Myanmar case. In Myanmar, we find the 5 points consensus. But those, we should really have the international support. It's not only ASEAN, it should be supported by the international scene. And then, first environmental, then security and geopolitical, I would say that we should strengthen, emphasize on the economic growth of the ASEAN region. We should really take advantage because, as I said previously, ASEAN will stay the epicenter of growth in ASEAN, even in Asia. For me, that is something very important to underline.
To acknowledge as well.
And also it's in line with the 2023 chairmanship by Indonesia. ASEAN is the epicenter of growth.
Exactly.
Ravindra, maybe you can share in terms of digitalization, how it's benefiting the ASEAN region and also how it's leveling the playing field for the countries within ASEAN through digitalization. How do you see?
Sure. So I think that you're asking me before the key priorities, and there is many key priorities, and I think that digitalization is also another one.
Yeah.
What I want to say is that we need to really make it inclusive, but also finding some regional approach. I think that if you look about different government policies, they all, of course, prioritizing digital governance. But also digital education and so on, right?
Yeah.
So I would say that digital can help, for example, financial inclusion. I give just one concrete example in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. We have what we call the Pakong project. Mm-hmm. It's supported, it's implemented by His Excellency Serechia, which is now the national governor of Bank of Cambodia. And she make an application for providing financial support to minorities in Cambodia. So this is supporting financial inclusion. That's one example. The second example is also supported by Asia Foundation with the program Go Digital ASEAN, who really support SMEs in the region through online and digital literacy.
All right, definitely that is a very good insight about Asian, especially Asian market.
Yeah. And I've been informed that you have a session in a few minutes.
Yeah.
We need to release you,
Mr. Ravindra.
By the way, thank you so much, Mr. Ravindra Ngo, the founder and the CEO of the ASEAN Network. Thank you so much. Hope to see you around after this. We'll talk more after this. Thank you so much,
Mr.
Ravindra.
Thank you.
Okay, sudah tentu bercakap. Tadi kita bercakap soal ASEAN dan pelbagai lagi. Selepas ini kita nak meneliti dari segi pembangunan PMKS, pembiayaan, bagaimana terutamanya kalau kita lihat kerangka ekonomi madani yang nak membawa PKS kita ke peringkat global, bagaimana usaha yang boleh dilakukan dan juga bagaimana dari segi pembiayaan dana itu amat penting sebenarnya. Nina.
Banyak lagi laporan yang akan kami bawakan, tetapi untuk anda yang baru sertai di Niaga Awal ini, untuk kami bawakan, kami sebenarnya bersiaran langsung daripada pusat konvensyen Kuala Lumpur membawakan anda, iaitu event ataupun acara Selangor International Business Summit 2023, iaitu sidang kemuncak perniagaan antarabangsa Selangor SIBS yang berlangsung selama 4 hari bermula semalam 19 Oktober sehinggalah 22 Oktober, di mana kami akan membawakan perkembangan terkini SIBS 2023 yang menjadi sebagai acara utama untuk pemain industri antarabangsa, tempatan untuk meneroka pasaran lebih luas di Malaysia dan juga di luar serantau.
Ya, sebab ianya seiring dengan tema juga Selangor Gateway to ASEAN, kita nak melihat bagaimana ini merupakan pentas SIBS 2023 menjadi pentas ataupun platform untuk membawa pemain industri tempatan ke peringkat global. Baik, kita nak berhenti rehat seketika, Nina.
Dan kita kembali selepas ini.
Selepas ini.